I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A powerful bomb exploded outside a courthouse in Delhi, India this morning. 11 people were killed and scores wounded. A group linked to Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility. The targeted building was the High Court in downtown Delhi, one of the best protected areas in India. The BBC's Mark Dummett was there after the attack.
This was a high-profile target that really strikes at the core of the government, really. It was the High Court surrounded by government buildings, a lot of security in place. Still, the bomber was able to strike. What we've since learnt from the government and the security agencies is that the bomb was hidden in a briefcase, which was placed by the bomber this morning at a desk at the entrance to the High Court, where people were queuing up to get their entry passes. The bomb went off at 10:15 in the morning, 15 minutes before the court was about to open. So there were lots of people, over 100 people, queuing up at this place. And so it seems that this bomb really was designed to cause a maximum amount of damage and a maximum amount of loss of life and, you know, a lot of injuries.
Right. And in the heart of an area that is filled with government buildings, as you say, hence the significance of targeting a courthouse. If the briefcase was posed in front of a government building, in front of a courthouse, I mean, India is no stranger to bombings and assassinations. How could this have been possible?
Well, I suppose the government would say that, you know, at least the bomber wasn't able to get inside the court. The bomb was placed before the security checks. The opposition political parties and you know, security commentators have already come out, as you'd expect, and been very critical of the security agencies and the government because, as you rightly said, Marco, India is no stranger to these sorts of attacks. Over the past decade or so, there have been well over a dozen attacks on markets and trains, hotels and other government buildings. And in fact, the High Court was attacked just in May. People knew that this was a potential target. You know, one of the questions that people are asking is why aren't there CCTV cameras watching over the entrance to the court? That, you know, India still doesn't have in place, you know, despite huge numbers of security officials and policemen and soldiers, it still doesn't have in place very sophisticated intelligence or security networks.
The U.S. is facing, Mark, the 10th anniversary of 9/11, as you know, this week. But as we saw today in India, I mean, that country's been dealing with this kind of terror much longer. How do ordinary people in India adapt to living with terrorism?
Well, you know, there's a fair degree of fatalism about it. You know, anytime anybody goes into any market in Delhi or any government building of any sort at all, or onto the metro, you pass through metal detectors and you have your bag searched. But those metal detectors are often switched off and the policemen are smoking a cigarette and looking the other way and basically don't bother really to check anything at all. You know, in a way that becomes a hassle for people and there's a degree of skepticism about the government's efforts and the police's efforts to be serious about preventing these sorts of attacks from taking place. You know, and I think that's what has really fed into their frustration about all of this. People, you know, people don't like that.
The BBC's Mark Dummett in Delhi.